This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Our toll-free number is 855-453 like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. They're over at discord.lrn.fm. You may jump into any one of those, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us at discord.lrn.fm. And coming up here tonight, Conan, you've been itching to talk about The Witcher.
Got to.
Which is...
Well, I mean,
it's that good, huh?
Well, I'm a big fan of the books. I'm a big fan of the games.
I don't know anything about it, so you're going to have to start me from zero.
I don't plan on spoiling anything. I just want to give a feeling.
This is
a feeling review.
So this is a book that turned into games that turned into a TV show?
Correct.
Okay.
In that order.
So we can do that. That's on the way here. Plus, we can talk about the inner monologue. And also, Bernie Bro has converted to libertarian. Johnson's got that story with us. He's on his way in here as well. Again, if you want to join us, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. But first, a couple of updates for you. The first one, and so I got two updates to report on, too. One of them's good. And one of them, not so much. We'll start with the good news first, and this is about Elaine Brown, who longtime listeners will remember her name as one of the tax-protesting couple that went to federal prison for what was supposed to be three or more decades in prison for not just not paying income tax, but also kind of putting up a bit of a resistance in order to dissuade the feds from coming after them. They had a house in Plainfield, New Hampshire, and it was her and her husband, Ed Brown. And this was like 2005, 2006, in that range. The IRS wanted to take them to court, and they didn't want to go. They didn't want to, understandably, they didn't want to lose their lifestyle and their life because of this ridiculous government criminal gang that is out there. And so they had what is described as an armed standoff. Now, I mean, Ed was definitely armed. He certainly did not fire on anybody, but the suggestion was that he might. And there was also the suggestion that there were like booby traps, bombs, or things like that were placed around the property.
Is this true?
I don't know if it was ever confirmed. That's a good question, Conan. I know that the fear of the booby traps affected the home sale price when the feds finally confiscated the house. And Johnson joining us now. Hey, Johnson.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought it was more than that. I thought that they actually had found something that was what had affected the sale. The price was removing.
I don't know. That's a good question. Maybe somebody can dig in and find out if that's true or not, because I know that it was the fear over potentially, buried bombs or traps or whatever on the property that allegedly affected the number of bidders.
Even something as simple as a bear trap, you don't want to be stepping into.
No, not at all. And, how much effort is the federal government going to put into actually clearing a land of these traps? That's not their job.
Right.
So they just steal the property and then put it on the market. So anyway, these folks, they were for some number of years hadn't paid income tax, and the feds came after them, and there was basically like a half a year long, maybe 9 months at most, sort of situation where the feds were in Plainfield, New Hampshire, and they were holed up in their house, and they had guests come over. We went there, Free Talk Live. You guys weren't on the show at the time, but Mark and myself and Dave Ridley went up there. A number of the libertarian activists here in New Hampshire kind of went up to just to show support for these people who they put it all on the line for their beliefs. And Elaine Brown has now been ordered released from prison early. And the reason why we discussed this, I think, in December, that this hearing was going to happen, that Ed's going to have one as well, and there are other associates that also got arrested for sort of being there and allegedly being armed. They are all having a resentencing hearing, and this was based on a certain federal charges that ended up being thrown out as unconstitutional. So it wasn't that they were, it wasn't that the tax charges were unconstitutional. Those weren't thrown out. But those were the least of their convictions as far as like the number of years per sentence. The federal tax stuff was only like, you know, several years, whereas it was dozens of years for these other charges. So let me get into this brief story here from the Associated Press. Elaine Brown, who took part in a months-long armed standoff against U.S. Marshals in 2007 to protest a tax evasion conviction, can now be released after serving over a dozen years in prison, according to a federal judge on Friday. Brown, who's now 78 years old, was resentenced in federal court in New Hampshire after a Supreme Court decision affected her case. One charge that carried a mandatory minimum 30-year sentence was vacated. She is scheduled to be released February 28th. So that's why I said earlier, when this hearing happens, don't expect Elaine Brown to just be let out. If they do commute her sentence, it'll be a little down the road when they finally let her out, and that's what's going to happen. When Brown, who appeared by video from a prison medical center in Texas, heard the decision, she put her hands to her mouth and began to cry. So did her daughter, who had pleaded for her mother's release. Bethany Hatch said in court before her mother was resentenced, quote, her true self has come out. She's apologized profusely to my family. It takes a lot of courage to realize when you have done something wrong and how many people it has affected. Really? What was it that she did that was wrong, and who did it affect?
She admitted to that, or who admitted that just now?
So this was her daughter who was saying that her mom has become her original self, meaning that she's suggesting that she was influenced by her husband, Ed, that she was, you know, she was with this man for however many decades that they were together, and she wasn't her true self while she was with Ed, that she was under his spell.
So 2 + 2 = 5.
What do you mean?
Do you think she's been turned?
Turned how?
Well, I mean, if she disagrees with her original intent, which was to hold out, to be an individual, to be sovereign, to keep her money.
Right.
And now she is relenting.
Yeah.
Pro theft all the time.
Now she's she's sorry for what she did.
Well, I'm saddened by that. Well, I'm happy that she's getting out, but
that's sometimes what it takes, right? So are you questioning whether or not maybe she's not really like this? Maybe she still has her beliefs, but she's silenced them and is filleting the state in order to get out of prison?
I'm putting both on the table.
Mm-hmm.
If she is truly
recanting
her past sins, then I am saddened that the state has won. 2 + 2 = 5.
Well, it is sad, but you also can't blame somebody for wanting to
get
out of
the pokey. I have been in prison never.
Right.
And I couldn't imagine.
And she's been in there for a dozen years, and she's now 78 years old. She is apparently also wants a divorce from her husband. So, you know, she's going all in on this, right? She's proving to the court that she's sorry for going against the state. There's more of this here in the story. Brown was originally sentenced to 35 years on conspiracy, weapons, and obstruction of justice charges. Could have served at least another decade, which was the recommendation of the U.S. Attorney's Office. Judge George Singal, who presided over the Browns case years ago, recalled how the couple showed disrespect for the law in comments made at press conferences from their Plainfield home. But Singal said he believed that Brown, who worked as a library clerk in prison and took many classes, including a faith-based program, was deeply repentant, had rehabilitated herself, and would not be a risk to the public. Not be a risk to the public. In what way was she a risk to anyone before? She was a dentist?
Well, she's a boat rocker.
If the public woke up and realized that they can just not pay taxes, well, then
that's a risk to the state, for sure.
Then that would be a risk to the public, because the public is also the government.
Right, that's true, and that's important. Whenever you hear government agents talk about the public, it can usually mean the government. It's usually a synonym for the government, not the people. They want you to think the people when they say the public, but that's usually not what it means.
Right.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. We'll talk more about Elaine Brown and how she's so sorry for being a bad, bad girl. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And it is Stat Conan. This is a sad story. It's good news that she's getting out of prison. But the idea that there was somebody who was somehow put in danger or in, you know, in any way jeopardized besides the legitimacy of the state is ridiculous. There's more coming up.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Local.bitcoin.com. I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Don't miss this year's LibertyCon with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. are open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. We're talking about Elaine Brown, the famous tax, or infamous, or however you want to look at it, tax protester, tax freedom advocate, maybe a better term. Well, former, I guess we should say, tax freedom advocate who spent the last 12 years in prison, has had her sentence commuted by a judge today in a resentencing hearing. I'm sorry, it wasn't today. I think it was yesterday. But anyway, this week in a resentencing hearing, she will be let out of prison, federal prison, on the 28th of February. And that's great news for her. I mean, she's a peaceful lady. She was a dentist. She, you know, took care of people in her hometown of Plainfield, New Hampshire, until the federal government came in, raided her home, and took her and her husband away and, of course, separated them, put them into prison. And now they're all looking, they had a few associates who also got picked up and charged with various different things. Some of those charges have been overturned as unconstitutional, which is what led to the resentencing hearing being brought about in the first place. And apparently the judge was still the same judge that originally put them in prison. And so we're sharing from the Associated Press report about this, how sorry Elaine Brown supposedly is. Her, according to her daughter, she's saying that it took a lot of courage to realize when you've done something wrong and how many people it has affected. Well, the effect here would have been the federal government putting this woman in prison, because no one was affected by her not paying federal taxes. That doesn't affect anyone else's lives at all.
Except the roads.
And it doesn't even affect that, because the federal government can just print out money. So ultimately, whether or not you pay income taxes really has no real effect whatsoever on the federal government budget. So that's just a bunch of BS. But Brown, again, was originally sentenced to a 35-year term for conspiracy, weapons, and obstruction of justice charges. But the judge said he believed that Brown had rehabilitated herself and would not be a risk to the public. She was deeply repentant. He mentioned how she had written an apology to her local newspaper in 2014, years before she had any hope of a sentencing reduction. In sentencing her to be to time served, Singhal said the strength of the system is that it can provide mercy as well as punishment. Really? Well, can we have some mercy for Ross Ulbricht while we're at it here? Because he was sentenced to 2 life sentences plus 40 years for running a website called The Silk Road. And no government judge has offered him any mercy. In fact, mercy is a pretty rare thing when it comes to government sentencing. The only reason why this woman's being let out of prison is because some of the charges were ruled unconstitutional. It doesn't have anything to do with mercy. Now, arguably, the judge is saying, well, I could have kept her in prison for longer on the charges that weren't considered unconstitutional. So he's saying that now that this has been brought in front of her, he never would have filed a motion. You know, not that you can do that, but like the judge wouldn't have just come back in on his own and been like, oh, yeah, I heard Elaine Brown wrote a letter to the editor saying she was sorry. Oh, she wrote me a letter saying she was sorry, too, so I'm just going to go ahead and commute her sentence. Time served. He would never have done that on his own. It was the fact that this one charge, or however many charges, 2 or 3 charges or whatever, got thrown out, unconstitutional, that brought this case back in front of him. So, judge is sitting there patting himself on the back, acting like he's some sort of merciful thing. Going on, he presided over her case. Again, previously, he said to her at the time, quote, I wish you all the best in your remaining years, he said. Brown, who her voice was breaking at times, told the court that the faith-based program that she went into in prison compels participants to look back on their lives and take responsibility for their actions and realize that there's no such thing as a victimless crime. Really? I'm pretty sure there's a ton of victimless crimes out there, like drug possession, like not paying income tax.
Jaywalking,
yeah, there's a ton of victimless crimes. Whatever this program is sounds like a load of hooey. Brown says she didn't think about how her family would be affected by her choices. She said, quote, I am ashamed and embarrassed by my actions, unquote. Brown wasn't her actions. See, this is typical where the state will just act as though, well, we're not doing this to you. You're doing it to yourself.
Right.
You're doing this to yourself. You didn't follow the rules. We're just doing what we have to do. It's not like we want to do this to you. We're just following the rules, okay?
It's like, when the abusive husband is like, look what you made me do.
That's exactly what this is. Yeah. They don't take any responsibility for what they've done.
Beating you down.
Right. I'm doing this because I love you.
We're just trying to protect you.
Right.
If you don't pay the taxes, we can't protect you. We can't build those roads that you drive on. You need these roads.
Brown is seeking a divorce from her husband, who is also awaiting resentencing. Now, they were both supposed to have hearings, I think, toward the end of January. Maybe Ed Brown was in court today. I don't know. I looked to see if there was an update on Ed, and I haven't seen that yet. She said she has refused to sign any government document and that she should just consider herself divorced. When released, her plan is to live with her son in Massachusetts. Brown and her first husband, Hatch's father, which is, I guess, the woman that was interviewed earlier, they had divorced. Hatch said when her mother met Ed Brown, she became isolated and lost friends and clients at her dental practice. She said Ed, who spoke out against the government and had guns, manipulated her. The Browns were initially convicted of failing to pay taxes on $1.9 million worth of income over 8 years. The couple argued the federal income tax is unconstitutional. Their argument, repeatedly rejected by the courts, was that no law authorized the federal income tax, and the 1913 constitutional amendment permitting it was never properly ratified.
Which it doesn't.
The Browns declined to appear in court and retreated to their fortress-like home. They were sentenced in absentia to 5 years in prison. Anti-tax crusaders and out-of-state militia groups rallied to their cause. Among the visitors was Randy Weaver, whose wife and son and a deputy U.S. Marshal were killed in the infamous Ruby Ridge shootout with federal agents in North Idaho in 1992. And Randy was there. There was like a party that they threw during the standoff where a couple hundred people came out to this, and actually we were there. So I met Randy Weaver at this party. And supporters, of course, had "Don't Tread on Me" flags and "Don't Murder the Browns for Money" signs. In October of 2007, U.S. Marshals posing as supporters gained entry to their home and arrested them. They actually posed as a pizza delivery guy. That's how they got them. The marshals discovered weapons, explosives, and booby traps when the home was auctioned off. Years later, federal agencies could not ensure the entire property was free of booby traps. It has since changed hands several times, most recently bought by a couple from Maine who are renovating it. So there you go. There's your update on Elaine Brown. She's sorry, she says, and is, you know, sad that she hurt her family by trying to live free. Your comments are welcome if you want to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So Ed's going to be up probably next for the hearings, these various hearings. I haven't heard any updates on the ancillary characters that also got picked up for various charges, just for sort of being there and being armed and being willing to, you know, supposedly stand against the feds. They also went to prison. So if you know anything about those cases, you're welcome to share that with us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So the question is, what's Ed Brown going to say in front of the court? Is he going to be repentant? Is he going to be sorry? And if you want to share your thoughts, you can join us here. Coming up, we'll talk about a Bernie bro switching sides.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently. There is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Partial results show Mayor Pete leading Bernie Sanders in the Iowa Democratic caucuses. Senator Elizabeth Warren is in third place and former Vice President Joe Biden in fourth. Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins says she's going to vote to acquit President Trump in the Senate impeachment trial. Speaking on the House floor on Tuesday, she says it was improper for the president to mention investigating a political rival on a phone call with a foreign leader. Collins also says,
this decision is not about whether you like or dislike this president or agree with or oppose his policies.
President Trump putting the finishing touches on his State of the Union address. The speech is set to highlight the president's accomplishments. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You're invited to join us here on the radio. Our number is 855-450. Free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty, freedomsphoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. It's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. And actually, Ernie Hancock, the guy behind Freedoms Phoenix and the host of Declare Your Independence, he's up in New Hampshire right now. He's actually here visiting, working on a bus, like a massive old Greyhound bus or whatever that he's going to be touring the country with. And they're working on renovating or doing some work on it right now up at Jay Noon's house. And so Ernie's in town. He's coming into the studio tomorrow morning. He's going to be doing Declare Your Independence live here at the LRN Studios, I think for the first time ever. So I've got to do some editing of the automation logs.
Just tonight. Imagining him saying, like, dude, man, it's so cool. This bus is self-sustaining. We have an agriculture system in the bottom of the bus.
That's totally
we're running some fish. We got some plants growing.
He is a character.
We feed ourselves right out of the bus.
He'll be here tomorrow morning. So check that out, 9 a.m. Eastern Time. You can tune into him over at lrn.fm. And again, don't forget to check out Freedom's Phoenix. www.thewitcher.com. So coming up here tonight, Conan, you're going to get into The Witcher, and what is all of it about? I don't know anything about it, so you're going to have to start me from zero on this. I'm sure some of our
listeners... I got to get you on board, man. I got to get you watching.
Some of our listeners are also unfamiliar, and so we're going to get into that. You've been itching to talk about that. But first, Johnson, you had a story from Reddit, and it is, I guess, a personally written piece by somebody who described himself as a former Bernie bro.
Yeah, sometimes I like those kinds of, like, where it's just a discussion, mm-hmm. you know, about what the person's, like, personal feelings or whatever. I like the philosophical...
A personal story, you know, sure. I mean, so this is about how a Bernie bro, self-described, became a libertarian?
Yes. So this was posted to Reddit by RockyHydra94.
Okay.
So it says, the last election I supported Bernie. Now I hate him.
Whoa.
This is the story of my journey. I never really studied politics that much. I had no concept of what money was or how it was created.
Okay.
I like the idea of shafting the rich and helping the poor.
Does he state his age?
I'm guessing younger.
Yeah. That's what I would guess, too.
Bernie's soundbites appealed to me. Wealth inequality is the great evil, right? Bernie wants to help the poor. What monster wouldn't support Bernie? I'm a crypto developer, and I wanted to learn more about finance. Things started to change for me when I started studying finance. I download dozens of audiobooks about econ, banking, investing. I started listening to podcasts. I'll mention Peter Schiff, Peak Prosperity. I watched YouTube channels like Real Vision, the Mises Institute. I read Rothbard, Keynes. I started learning what money really is by studying names Jeff Snyder and Rich Warner. I learned about the credit theory of money and shadow banking. After hours and hours of studying libertarianism, it seems painfully obviously correct. Yet when I first was learning, people like Peter Schiff called me stupid because socialism seemed like a good idea at the time. I wasn't stupid, but I was ignorant.
Yep.
And I understand Peter's anger at socialists who are destroying our country with good intentions. I don't know why I'm writing this. I guess I'm just sad that libertarianism is so damn complicated and hard for the mainstream to understand.
What Reddit is this in? Which subreddit?
Libertarian.
Okay,
gotcha. r/libertarian.
Got it.
I guess I'm just...
Big L libertarian, I noticed.
What's that?
I noticed it's a big L libertarian.
Big L meaning that's for party members, basically.
Yeah, I mean, there's party. people, it goes back and forth. There's complaints. I mean, sometimes it gets pretty Republican light in there, but yeah. And then sometimes it actually goes kind of socialist as well, because it just swings around. He says, I don't know why I'm writing this. I guess I'm just sad that libertarianism is so damn complicated and hard for the mainstream to understand. I don't think...
But it's not. It's not complicated.
I don't think it's
don't hurt people.
That's it.
Don't steal stuff.
Don't take their stuff.
Yeah, you don't have to understand economics to be a libertarian.
You just have to adopt a moral.
It's basically kindergarten.
Sure.
Don't hurt your friends, and don't take their toys.
I don't know. See, I think that, yeah, you can get that. You can start with that. But especially if you've gone your whole life through public school,
sure,
and they've been indoctrinating you with this nonsense, then you get the principle in your head where, like, oh, maybe it's not right to use violent aggressive force or threats of violent aggressive force against peaceful people. Simple. But what about the roads? But what about this? But what about how would the poor people get fed? How would people go to school? You get asked all these questions that, you know, like, that you are programmed with that aren't relevant. Because the real question you should be asking is, well, how could we educate people without violence? How could this system work better than it currently does? Because we've just been going with it because it's been passed down for, what, thousands of years? You know, that the idea that governance can only happen with violence is, it's just, that's how things have always kind of been, right? So it's sort of like... In 1984, we've always been at war with Eurasia.
Always.
Always in this kind of aggressive layers and layers and layers, like an onion of aggression, where it's like, okay, well, we have to threaten these people so that we can get this done, so we can threaten these people so we can get this done. And it's just over and over and over again. So it is complicated in a way, but
the idea is
you just have to adopt the idea that violence is wrong.
Well, yeah, and I think the complication is the fact that while a lot of people understand the preschool level, don't hurt your neighbors.
And I should also say the initiation of violence is wrong. If you have to defend yourself,
that's fine. And I think while most people understand that it's not okay to go and threaten their neighbors with violence, they get that on the individual level. It becomes more obscure when you start getting up onto this sort of societal level of government.
They have no problem lobbying someone else to inflict violence on their behalf.
But they don't see it that way.
Correct.
When they do it, right? So, like, most of the time when you try to show them the sort of the gun in the room, the fact that every government program is backed by the threat of violence, they don't want to see it, because in order to see that would mean having to
admit
that they were wrong.
And then also have the extreme lefties that confuse the issue by saying things like property. If you are exercising the right of property, then you're the one aggressing, right? You're using your... I don't believe in your property. I don't believe in your property rights. I don't believe in your ability to own something. I don't believe in your ability to not be raped because you own your own body and your own person.
Well, right. And so, if you can't agree with somebody on property, there's just nowhere else you can go on that, because you have two completely divergent, fundamentally different belief systems, and they're never going to meld. You know, you're never going to be able to get along with those people. They need to, those people need to be separated from one another.
Yes, California needs to secede. And I'd be happy with it. New York as well.
And New Hampshire and everyone else needs to secede.
Same. And we can create our own little bubbles.
Yeah.
Nothing you can do with somebody believes that the initiator of violence is the person who's claiming I'm wearing this hoodie, but I can't claim that I own it. And if you, come up to me and you start pulling it off my back and I say, hey, knock it off. These are my clothes. I want to wear them. But I'm the aggressor.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody believes something like that,
it's
that person's
crazy.
A lunatic.
Yeah.
You know, like, there are clearly obvious divides where property makes sense.
But you didn't make that hoodie. It was your education via the state.
Right.
And
you have to get real convoluted.
And politicians who helped that business succeed, that got you a job, that you were able to pay for that hoodie.
I clearly only own this because I was born a white male. In America.
And I'm in America, so
I'm part of the top 1% of the world.
I totally forgot about your privilege.
Yeah.
So otherwise, you don't own that hoodie.
I'm a white male in one of the first world countries on the planet. Therefore, everything should be taken from me, and I should have no right to any kind of sexual independence. Anybody should be able to just take advantage of me at any time, because I have no rights to any property. My body isn't even my own, right?
Let's go.
That's the baseline of property. You own yourself.
More with this Bernie bro. He's got more to the story, right, about how he converted to libertarianism?
Yes.
All right. That's on the way. 855-450, free like freedom. You can join us here. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331. Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley's giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. We're discussing changing your mind about, in this case, a viewpoint, political, philosophical viewpoint, moving from being a Bernie bro to a libertarian. That's the change that we're discussing specifically, and Johnson's got more to this guy's story that he, I guess, told on a Reddit on r/libertarian.
Right.
And so that we will continue, but also I want to make sure that you know about the AnyPay Ambassador program that's going on, where if you've helped a business start taking Bitcoin Cash or Dash with AnyPay, you can now earn passive income for every purchase made in those cryptocurrencies at those businesses that you brought on. You made it happen, so you received the rewards. Just download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your own cryptocurrency wallet addresses to your account. Then install the AnyPay Cash Register app at a real-life business, and then tell them what you did over at AnyPayInc.com. That's AnyPayInc.com. AnyPay is doing some amazing stuff helping local businesses accept cryptocurrencies. And now you can actually get some passive income for helping make that happen. So, Johnson, you're sharing with us this story from Reddit. The guy, and I don't recall his name, but his user handle or whatever.
Rocky Hydra.
Rocky Hydra.
94, my guess would be that this his is birthday. A 25-year-old person.
Yeah, so fairly young. And he said that 4 years ago, when he would have been about 21, he just didn't know a whole lot about economics, didn't know a whole lot about, you know, money. And he became, I guess he was a crypto programmer, he said, and he started to actually
learn economics and how money works.
And it changed his mind about politics. So let's pick up the story.
So he continues, I don't think that young socialists are stupid. They just don't have the time or inclination to study. It's really messed up. I guess I also feel kind of isolated because literally all my friends and family are left of center, as I was for most of my life. The weird thing is, if I never had to study this stuff for my job, I would probably still be socialist.
Yep.
I never set out to learn about libertarianism. I just learned about econ and finance, and everything else became obvious.
Hmm.
Unfortunately, those are rather esoteric subjects in this day and age. And from what I hear, university econ is rather corrupted.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that the best way to fix a socialist is to kick him out of the nest, have them go get a real job, making their own money,
sure.
and then start getting taxed? Or having that same conversation about redistributing their wealth. And mm-hmm. and they, a lot of people wake up. It's the really sad individuals out there are the ones who do have a job, who are paying the taxes and are still socialists, and they just don't get it. They're happy to have their money taken from them to help whatever program, whether it's curing cancer or sending missiles to Mars. It's just, you know, they don't have a problem with someone taken from them.
Yeah.
Which is theft.
Yeah. Well, not if you agree to it.
If no one agrees with everything the government is doing with their money.
Everyone has
something against some department. So yes, if a single penny of your money is being spent on something you don't agree with,
it's theft.
It's been taken from you.
Even if you agree with it, you don't actually have the option to disagree, so it's still theft.
Well, I mean,
you could hold up
in your house for a year, put booby traps out,
and they still take it from you,
and they make an example out of
you. You don't have the option to disagree, so it's still theft. Even if you're like, I love taxes, I wanna build all the roads with all my tax money, still, you didn't have a choice.
And those same people are usually the ones who are the most vocal when it comes about those who aren't paying their fair share, like Amazon. Bezos isn't paying his fair share. He's actually getting money.
If someone comes up and robs you on the street at gunpoint, right? Guy comes up in a mask and, you know, you go, oh, well, you're just like the best person in the world. And you're like, you need this money more than me, so I'm happy to give it to you.
Yeah, it's called Stockholm.
Doesn't matter. You've still been robbed.
It's called Stockholm Syndrome.
Yeah, you've still been robbed.
So on some level, they might actually... I think they're tricking themselves. I think they're lying to themselves, because they don't want to admit that the system that they love and agree with is actually their captor. It's actually violating them, and they just don't want to admit to it because to do so would mean that there's something really messed up in this world.
I mean, maybe you can forgive them. You know, maybe you can forgive the government or forgive your robber. It doesn't mean you weren't robbed. It doesn't mean you haven't been stolen.
I don't know. I mean, we're obviously going to mince these words or split hairs on this. But, I mean, to some extent, if you are taking a thing without permission, that is stealing, right?
Yep.
But if you give permission, it's not stealing anymore, right? These people aren't being put a gun to their head
really
directly.
Giving permission. See, that's the thing. It's like virtuous, right? Like virtuosity. Like,
but they're filling out the forms. They're sending in the taxes. They're doing it year after
because
year after
they,
year.
Because
they're putting up
no
resistance.
Because if they don't, they'll
yeah.
It, but they're
they'll
not
be
doing it out of fear. But that's the difference. Like when
No, they are. Subconsciously, they are.
I know that that's what we want to believe. Okay, and that may be true for some of them, but there truly are some people who are like, they swell up inside and they feel warm and good and they feel safe and secure when they go and they cut that check to the government every year.
But it doesn't matter because they don't have the option otherwise. So we would never know how they actually are because they don't have the option otherwise.
I see what you're saying.
It's not an option. So they're not actually virtuous people. You know, when you give to charity because you have a gun to your head, you're not doing a good thing.
There's no doubt they're brainwashed. There's no doubt it's the Stockholm Syndrome. I mean, I totally agree with you there. But we're just talking about it from our perspective. Their perspective is different. Their perspective is that it's not theft. Their perspective is that this is the price they pay to live in a civilized society. Their perspective is that, yeah, they... they agree that there's some things the government does that they don't
and
agree
yet,
with.
These are the same people that if you, you know, the price they pay to live in a civilized society, but these aren't the people that are like going and giving to charity on their own. It's not like they're
some
giving
do.
Away.
Some of them
money.
Are. Some of them. Some of the conservatives.
Maybe to a certain extent, but why aren't they giving more?
And why don't they give more to the government? That's really the question to ask. Well, if you only paid the minimum due to the government, why didn't you pay extra?
Like and I why said, are you like giving I, money to a charity? You could just give it directly to government. They're the most efficient.
Like I said earlier, their option is, well, the 1% isn't paying enough.
Right.
So they scapegoat on the Bezoses of the world.
These are all excellent, very incisive questions that are good questions that one should ask a person who has this sort of mentality of, well, it's okay that they're doing things I don't agree with because I still think it's important
to pay
taxes.
It's okay that they're using violence against peaceful people.
Well, right, but they
don't. Otherwise, civilization would collapse.
They don't want to see that, and that comes back to what we were talking about earlier, is they did. If they see the violence, then they would have to admit that they supported that violence. Not directly, but sort of indirectly through their belief system and through their excuses for the government over however many decades they've been on the planet. And that's, you know, where the cognitive dissonance comes in. The cognitive dissonance will block them from even acknowledging, oh, yeah, the cops just killed another person. Well, it's too bad, but we need to just reform the police. You know, there's all kinds of cognitive dissonance at play there. And so that's all I'm saying is I agree with you. They're definitely under the threat of violence, but they won't see it that way. A lot of them will not admit to that. That they are going along with it. It's just part of the program. It's the system that they've consented to by living here, and it's all okay. Even though it's Trump,
billionaires, they're not giving their fair share.
Even though it's Trump and they hate Trump, they still love the state.
Yeah.
They still love. You know, I saw this in action right after Trump got elected. There was a protest, an anti-Trump protest, out at Central Square here in Keene, and I went out there with like a secession sign, and my purpose was to talk to the lefties who were mad and see if they were ready to secede.
The Mad Libs.
And there were a couple that were younger that kind of might have been interested in looking at secession, but there were some older guys out there. One older gentleman was like, "No. We can't secede. We need to win it back. We've got to get back in there. We've got to double our efforts. We've got to get out. We got to get Trump out of there. We've got to get our guys back in there because we can't just get rid of them. We can't just throw this thing out." So it didn't matter to them that, you know, the most hated man they could possibly imagine was in charge of the state apparatus. They still treasure the state as this thing that they believe they can do good things with, right? Mm-hmm. They believe they're going to help the poor. They believe they're going to, you know, give people health care. And that's what it's all about for these folks. And we know that it's not okay to do those things if you're backing the programs with violence. We see the violence. They don't want to see it. So let's talk more about Bernie, bro.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty much it. Yeah.
Oh, that was it. Yeah, he said if it weren't for his job, if he didn't have to look into economics, he probably would still be the old way.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, that's good. It's good that some people get woke.
Well, I feel sorry,
good,
though,
kind of woke.
That he feels alone, because that was the other thing he said at the very end.
Yeah, he said he's been feeling like, you know, his friends and family.
Hey, move to New Hampshire.
That's what I was going to suggest to the dude. Maybe you should hit a reply and say, hey, man, you got friends out here. Just come on up.
Free state project.
And if he's a cryptocurrency guy, he'd fit right in.
Yeah, oh, yeah, true. Man. Crypto Mecca here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Can you drop that in our social media, too?
Sure, we'll do.
Other folks can go and check it out and maybe say something to them. You can join us here. Hour 2 is next.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Ever wanted to hook up with an attractive woman, but you couldn't because you were already in a relationship? Ever wanted to earn high income on low work hours? I'm Caleb Jones, and I've taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low work, high income businesses, and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, on-demand replay training with me, so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.